有感恩这件事情。
I don't know whether you read all the ancient books that have thanksgiving in the books.
但是在圣经里边，神却看重感恩。
But in Bible, God looks thanksgiving very highly.
利未记里边是讲到人献平安祭的事。
In the Leviticus, God's offering the peace offering.
是告诉他若为感恩献上，就要用调油的无酵饼和抹油的无酵薄饼，并用油调匀细面做的饼，与感恩祭一同献上。
If he offer it for thanksgiving, then he shall offer with the sacrifice of thanksgiving unleavened cakes mingled with oil and unleavened wafers anointed with oil.And cakes mingled with oil of fine flour fried.
我不会讲很多关乎这段经文的解释。
I will not talk more details about this verse.
但是他却告诉我们，献祭的时候是为了平安。
He talks about when we offer is because we want peace.
一旦神的儿女在选民当中，他们感受到生命的平安，或者说是得救，他们平安，他就会献上这个祭物，感恩的祭物。
So when God's people they feel peace, they will offering to get peace.
你知道，所以感恩是有对象的。
So when you thank people, there's a object you try to thank to.
对，在圣经里边，感恩是向神献上感恩。
In Bible, we thank to our God.
那么今天我们人呢，常常就说一般把感恩就算作感恩的一个好像是事项。
Oh, we think this is just an item of things.
不是非常强调感恩的对象。
We did not really focus on the people we thank to.
圣经里边告诉我们，感恩的对象第一个首要推是上帝。
The Bible tells us that the most important people we want to thank for is our God.
那么其他我们还会有什么感恩吗？
Anything else we need to thank for?
当然有，刚才我们所读的圣经里边，所以告诉我们三件事。
So the Bible talk about three things.
说起来每一件都很容易，背起来也简单。
Everything is read is easy, and you can memorize that.
但是我告诉弟兄姐妹，没有一件事情你做起来会容易的。
But none of that when you do it is easy.
比如说，告诉我们要常常喜乐。
For example, we must be joyful always.
我们喜乐个一两次还是真的很容易的。
We rejoice for once or twice is easy.
有高兴的事情你就会笑一下子嘛。
When it's a happy thing, you will be smiling.
你要顺利的话你就会很喜乐嘛。
When we are successful, you'll be happy.
但是圣经告诉我们常常喜乐就不容易。
But Bible teaches us rejoice always, that's not easy.
它是告诉我们不管你遇到什么样的事情何等境遇你都要常常喜乐。
So in all circumstances, you must be rejoice always.
那里边也告诉我们不住的祷告。
So you pray continually.
祷告是不是很容易？
Is it easy to pray?
我们基本都每天祷告。
Basically, we pray every day.
但是他告诉我们，不住的祷告就不是一件容易的事。
But pray continually is not easy.
下边说凡事感恩。
Thanks for everything.
在中文就四个字。
It is four words in Chinese word.
但是在英文里边可能有五个字。
In English, maybe five words.
但是感恩就是凡事感恩就更不容易。
But thanks for in all things, that's not easy.
我想搅动大家的脑筋，你为过去的这一年里边，你有多少次的机会献上感恩
？So when you think about that, how many times you thank for in the past things?
我们可能会为结婚了感谢。
So when we get married, we thank God.
我们可能会为生产一个小孩感谢赞美。
We have a baby, we thank God.
我们也可能是因为工资提及了，我们感谢赞美。
We got promotion, we thank God.
但是我们是否为每一天你说遭遇的事情来感谢主呢
？Do we thank God for every day happening around us?
但是谁说凡事感恩
？But God says thanks for everything.
我愿意借着凡事感恩这个题目呢，来看看神在我们身上的心意。
I would like to talk about in all things we thankful to God, the God's will for us.
不仅是说在感恩节这么一段时间或者感恩的这个季节里边，你说我愿意感恩。
Not only during the Thanksgiving season we thank to God.
感恩是神向我们所显明他的心意。
This is God's will there for us.
所以为什么我们要凡事感恩？
So why do we have thankful in all circumstances?
我刚才说了，可能会为顺利感恩，为好事感恩，为健康感恩，为成功感恩。
So we were thankful when we had good health, we have prosperous, we're successful our job.
那人怎么会为这些不顺利啊、生病啊、看似失败来感恩呢？
So why do we be thankful for when we sick, when we are not prosperous and not successful?
在神启示我们这句话的时候，其实它背后还有一句话是带着力量的。
When God revealed that to us, there's one more verse.
你知道罗马书第八章二十八节吗？
Do you know Romans 8:28?
我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
In everything, give thanks. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose.
对，就是按他旨意被召的。
So called according to His purpose.
弟兄姐妹，对于没有信主的人，神不是很关心你是否感恩他。
For those who are unbelievers, God may not think about your thanksgiving.
换句话说，你也不会感谢他。
In other words, you may not thank God at all.
即使上帝叫你一生的顺利，你也不会感谢他，因为你不相信他。
Even God that you have a whole life successful, you may not thank God.
但是对于按照他旨意被召的人
，But according to His purpose,
谁是这些按照他旨意被召？就是在座的你和我，就是我们大家。
Who are those who everybody here you sit here? We are all.
所以在这里边告诉我们，神告诉我们说，万事都互相效力。
Here God says all things work for the good.
也就是说凡事都互相效力。
Everything will work for the benefit of all.
你有没有联系上刚才说凡事感恩，因为后边说凡事都是好的，要为那些被他旨意而召的人要有益处的。
So you have the connection between thanksgiving and those who God's work for those who love him.
我们感谢主，我们今天结束的时候会唱一首歌叫感谢神。
So in the end, we'll sing the song, Thanks God.
有三段了。
There are three sections.
每一段里面都有八节，而每一节里面都有感谢神开始。
There are all eight verses for every section. They are all Thanks God to the beginning.
所以在这一个感谢神的歌曲里边，一共有24项可以感谢神的。
So there are 24 things we can thank God in this song.
这24个感谢神基本就涵盖了我们日常生活里边的各种场景
this,
各种状况。
All this incorporate all our daily lives.
所以弟兄姐妹，感恩是神向我们所定的旨意。
So thanks God is God for us according to His purpose.
那我们所要讲到就是说，神让我们做什么？因为是要我们学习感恩。
So what God wants us to do, they want us to learn how to be thankful.
有一段诗篇也是我们大家所熟悉的。
There's a psalm that we may be very familiarized with.
就是诗篇第103篇2到5节。
It's a psalm 103 verses 2 to 5.
我们好不好弟兄姐妹用英文和中文我们一起来朗读它。
So let's read in Chinese and English together.
我的心哪、你要称颂耶和华，不可忘记他的一切恩惠。他赦免你的一切罪孽，医治你的一切疾病，他救赎你的命，脱离死亡，以仁爱和慈悲为你的冠冕。他用美物使你所愿的得以知足，以致你如因返老还童。弟兄姐妹，这段话是不是非常的美？
It's very beautiful.
在诗篇一开始就让我们称谢耶和华。
So let's be thankful to our God.
下边就告诉我们说，不可忘记他的一切恩惠。
So do not forget for all his benefits.
从这句话里边，弟兄姐妹，你得到了什么信息
？So what did you learn from this verse?
在神的眼中，他在提醒我们。
The God remind us.
人是非常容易忘恩的。
So we always so forgetful.
所以神说不要忘记一切的恩惠。
So do not forget all the benefits.
神有哪些的恩惠叫我们不要忘记呢
？So what are the benefits we cannot be forget?
在接下来的经文里边就告诉我们有许多项目，但是告诉我们不要忘掉。
So there are so many items that we should not be forget.
在我们生命里边是那样的重要。
So they are so important in our life.
所以第一个是告诉我们。比如说，他赦免你的一切罪孽。
So first, they forgive all your sins.
弟兄姐妹，当你来到神面前的时候，神赦免你的一切罪孽。
So when you come before God, He forgives all your sins.
刚才我们给几位姐妹施洗的时候，其中有一个，我们就要问她一个问题。
So when we baptize those sisters, we will ask one question.
其中一项就是你是否承认自己是个罪人呢？耶稣基督宝血洗净你一切的过犯。
So one of the questions is, did you admit yourself as a sinner and God's Jesus' blood washed away your sins?
好，弟兄姐妹，当我们承认的时候，你知道神会接纳我们成为他的儿女。
So when we admit our sins, God will accept us as their children.
好，不可啊，他赦免你的一切罪孽，他医治你的一切疾病。
He forgives all your sins. He heals all your sickness.
他救了你的命，脱离死亡。
He rescued you from the death.
他用仁爱和慈悲为你的冠冕。
He used glory and beauty as your crown.
他用啊美啊，他赐给你美物，叫你知足。
He provides you with good things.
他使你返老还童。
He renews like an eagle.
哇，这些话真的是组成我们生命里边美好的乐章。
He become a part of our beautiful songs of our life.
人，我刚才说是容易忘恩的。
I just mentioned that people is easy to forget.
但是人呢，却容易纪念别人的恶。
So we often remind somebody else's sin against us.
我不是讲这个人纪念别人的恶，我是在讲人是容易忘恩的。
I was saying that people are easy to forget.
在路加福音第十七章里边，主耶稣基督遭遇一件事。
In Luke chapter 17, Jesus encountered one thing.
耶稣基督往耶路撒冷去的时候，经过撒玛利亚和加利利的一个村庄。
So when Jesus go to Jerusalem, he went to Samaritan, went through the Samaritan.
你知道是十个长大麻风的病人的故事吧？
Do you know the story of 10 lepers?
耶稣基督医治了几个？
See, how many Jesus healed?
十个，耶稣基督一句话全给医治了。
Jesus healed all 10 of them.
你也知道几个人回来感谢主？
I don't know how many come back to thank God.
只有一个。
Only one.
如果按照这样的比的话，十分之一蒙神恩典的人呢，才感谢主，十分之九都不感谢主。
So only one tenth come back to thank God. Nine tenths never come back.
所以耶稣基督问道：“洁净的不是十个人吗
？”So Jesus asked, "Oh, there are 10 got healed."
那九个在哪里呢
？So where are the other nine?
我告诉弟兄姐妹，这不是耶稣基督讲的故事。
I am telling you, this is not a story that told by Jesus.
而是耶稣基督遭遇的真实的医治病人的事件。
This is the actual story that Jesus encountered.
上帝看到人容易忘恩，耶稣是不是也看到人容易忘恩呢？
God sees people easy to forget, but Jesus sees people forget too.
耶稣基督，他只要你回来说一声谢谢。
Jesus just wants you to come back, say thank you.
就说耶稣为你成就了这么大的事。
So Jesus has done such great thing for you.
就像你要一个感谢，不过分吧
？So if you want one thank you, that's not too much.
所以弟兄姐妹，学会感恩，凡事感恩，那是在提升我们生命的品质。
So learning how to be thankful is to raise our spiritual life.
也会塑造我们生命里边许多的这个应该说是habit.
Also, it gives us very good habit.
哦，弟兄姐妹，神是让我们学习感恩。
So God wants us to learn how to be thankful.
然后的话呢，神呢其实还教我们在圣经里边发现许多的事要感恩。
Also in Bible, God teaches us so many things we have to be thankful.
就是凡事谢恩嘛。
So thankful in all things.
是啊，凡事谢恩，我们要为所得的恩典要常常数算。
So all the grace we receive, we always count.
哎，弟兄姐妹，这样才会使我们的生活充满了快乐。
So you will have a happy, joyful life.
你知道吗？这个常常感恩的人，心存感恩的人呢，比那种少感恩的人，甚至不感恩的人，他的幸福指数要高得多。
Oh, those who thankful always have more higher life quality than those who have fewer thankful.
好像我们每日的生活都很平淡嘛。
Look like our life is so routine.
以至于很多人都不觉得每天有什么恩典。
So we don't think there's a thankful things we have.
比如说太阳升起，太阳落下。
Like the sunrise, sunset.
我们早晨起来，我们晚上睡着。
We get up, we go to sleep.
或者我们上午去上班下午下班。
We go to work, we get off work.
我们一日三餐，我们有什么好感谢的？
One day three meals, what to thank for?
其实你不感觉到我刚才所说的这些事情都要感恩吗
？Don't you think all these things will have to be thankful?
是不是所有的人都躺下去还能看见第二天早晨太阳的升起呢
？Is anybody lie down can still get up tomorrow morning to see the sunrise?
是不是所有的人躺下去第二天都能再回到这个床上穿上他的鞋子呢
？So anybody when they lie down can they get up?And put the shoes on.
也不是所有的人每天都有工作的。
Then not everybody have work every day.
似乎这些平淡的事，但背后都有神大量的恩典。
Although this is so common, but they are God's grace.
所以我觉得在几件事情上，我要和弟兄姐妹一道来强调感恩的季节，我们学习感恩。
So I like to focus, you know, in the Thanksgiving season, something to thank for.
Hey, 我们也要学习凡事感恩。
So we have to learn in all things be thankful.
很重要的一件事情，我觉得我们要感谢有主，感恩有主。
Oh, we thank for our Lord.
感谢神，我们有上帝。
Thank God, we have God.
感谢神，我们有耶稣基督。
Thank God, we have Jesus Christ.
好，弟兄姐妹，耶利米书是这样说的。
In Jeremiah,
耶和华啊，我晓得人的道路不由自己，行路的人也不能定自己的脚步。
Oh Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that works to direct his steps.
哎，弟兄姐妹，你听这句话的时候，是不是有一点点感觉到奇怪呀？
When you hear this, you may feel a little bit strange.
什么道路不由我？我乐意往哪儿走往哪儿走啊？
What do you mean by the ways is not?
哇，条条大路通罗马呀！
All the roads go to Rome.
所以我有自由选择我的道路。
I have freedom to choose my own way.
我有自由选择我的人生啊。
I have freedom to choose my own life.
但是神告诉我们，不然行路人不能定自己的脚步。
No, no one can set the steps forward.
这是在告诉我们，主在设定每一个人的一生，每一个人的脚步。
This is to tell us that God sets our ways.
所以我们感谢有主啊，他设定我们的生活呀。
So we thank God that He sets for our step forward.
我们感谢主，因为他是一切恩典的源头。
So we thank God, He is all the source of the grace.
我们知道啊，基督徒都晓得神爱他所造的每一个人。
So we know that God loves the world, God every creation.
我们信主的人都确信我们的一生在神的引领看护之下。
We all ensure that God is leading us in our life.
我们每日的生活不都是偶然和运气来决定的。
Our life is not accidental or by chance.
我们每天生活的每一步每一个细节其实都有上帝背后的引领。
Our life is God's leading behind.
包括我们的成功我们的失败我们的生死祸福都在神的掌管之下。
Including our success, our failure, our life, our death, all included there.
所以弟兄姐妹当我们用心来看主的作为的时候
So when you pay attention to see God's work in us
你就会感谢主
You will thank God
在诗篇第75篇第六节
In Psalm 75:6
第七节这样说因为高举非从东非从西也非从南而来
For promotion comes neither from the east nor from the west nor from south
唯有神断定，他使人降卑，使那人升高。
But God is the judge; He puts down one and sets up another.
弟兄姐妹，听到 promotion 这话，是不是感觉到很耳熟啊
？When you hear promotion, is very familiar to you.
尤其在工作的场所、啊、
especially workplace.
一听到 promotion， 那就是要加薪，那就是升职哎。
When you hear about promotion, there's a raise.
但是这就是说，这个 promotion 不是从东、从西南北来的。而是从神来的。
So the promotion is far from south, north, east, west. It's from the God.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们是不是感觉到我们的生命有主，真的你会很安心呢
？So when you think you have God in your life, you will be very peaceful.
当我们爱神的时候，神为他所爱的人所设的道路，是真的是蒙神喜悦。
When we love God, God sets our ways always joyful ways for us.
神也愿意祝福他的儿女。
God wants to bless His people.
对，我们感谢主啊，感恩有主。那第二个呢，我们要感恩有命哎。
First, we want to thankful that we have life.
有的人，有的时候有许多的这个美善的事物没命享受。
Oh, they have good things, but they don't have life to enjoy.
还是耶利米哀歌这里边讲到。
in the Lamentations we in Bible.
我们也很熟悉这几句话，对吧？我们不至消灭，是出于耶和华诸般的慈爱，是因他的怜悯不至断绝。
The Lord's mercy is that we are not consumed, because His compassions fail not.
每早晨都是新的，你的诚实极其广大。
They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness.
哎，我们为我们的生命来感谢主哎。
We thank God for our life.
是他赐给我们生命气息，让我们有动作存留。
He gave us life. He gave us life and move and have our being.
我要看我的左边，因为很多年轻人坐在那里。
I want to look to my left because there are so many young people sitting there.
你可能感觉不到这么严重吧
？You may not think this is so serious.
你的生命不就是每天活着吗
？Life is just daily living.
哎，我们喘气，我们吃饭，我们学习，我们玩耍，我们睡觉。
So we breathe, we work, we play, we sleep.
我们有的时候还加上工作和这个游戏。
We may include job and play.
可是年纪大了一点的就知道每天活着都是神的恩典呢。
When you're getting older, every day living.
我们才明白过来，我们不至消灭，就是说我们这个人的存活，就是神的恩典。
So our living is God's grace.
我们的存活就是出于耶和华的诸般慈爱。
Our living because God's great love.
我们的存活是因为神的怜悯。
Our living because God's mercy.
所以他还说每早晨都是新的。
Every day is a new morning.
你一定以为神的恩典是新的神的怜悯是新的。不错。
You think that God's grace is new, God's mercy is new.
其实每天我们的生命都是新的。
Every day our life is new.
你知道这个世界卫生组织得到一个资料显示。
Do you know the World Health Organization?
全世界每天有近85000人死于睡眠中。
There are about 85,000 people die in their sleep.
弟兄姐妹，你不要搞错，这不是这些人是生病住院或者是病重在床的人。
These people are not because they're sick, heavy sick in the bed.
这些人都是平时看似健康正常的人。
All those are normal people.
没有任何迹象显明他的生命有了问题。
There's no sign saying they have trouble in their life.
这些属于那些健康的人。
These healthy people.
看着也像你我一样的正常。
It's like you and me.
但是他们在睡眠当中离开了世界。
They left this world and in their sleep.
我们凭什么不是这八万五千人当中的一个
？So why should we be one of them?
是凭我们的才貌
？Because of beauty.
是因着我们的什么原因吗？
Or other reason?
弟兄姐妹都不是。
No, none of them.
完完全全是神的恩典让我们存活一天。
Oh, because God's grace that we can live.
所以弟兄姐妹，信主的人每睁开眼睛的时候，就要为今天充满感恩呐。
So believers, when you open your eyes in the morning, you should sing.
因为每一天都是上帝给我们的恩典。
So every day is God's grace for us.
所以弟兄姐妹，当我们睁开眼睛的时候。你不要搞错了，你要感谢神。
So when we open our eyes, you should thank God.
我们有生命啊，还有重要的一项，我们有家哎。
We have life. That's another important. We have family.
我们感恩有家。
We thank God that we have family.
为你的家庭感谢主。
Thank God for your family.
弟兄姐妹，我们每个人都有父母。
Oh, but dear brothers and sisters, we all have parents.
我们要为我们的父母感恩呢。
We should thank God for our parents.
你不要以为没有父母你可以长大。
You don't think you have no parents, you can grow up.
我没有父母的话，你很快就完了。
Oh, without parents, you probably.
所以父母在你的年轻的时候，年幼的时候，他呵护你，以至于你长大到今天。
So when you were young, the parents raise you up.
所以我们弟兄姐妹，你也可能想，哎呀，我的父母岁数大了，他跟我的意见不一样啊。
You may think your parents getting old, they have a different opinion than mine.
我告诉弟兄姐妹，那不重要。
That's not important.
重要的是你的父母真的爱你。
The importance is that your parents love you.
常常用人的这种经验来说，除了上帝，就是父母爱我们。
So without our experience, except God's parents love you.
尤其是你的妈妈。
Especially your mother.
你千万不要嫌她烦。
Don't think he's so.
他管东管西。
He talks so much.
我告诉你的妈妈，她真的在你身上 付出最大的啊。
Oh, the mother to pay a lot of price in you.
所以我们年轻的弟兄姐妹，为我们的父母感谢主。
So young brothers and sisters, thank God for our mother.
感恩节的时候给他们一个大大的拥抱。
So in Thanksgiving, give a big hug.
你如果乐意的话，亲他一下。
Oh, you kiss him.
你说我好爱你，我好谢谢你。
Oh, say I love you, thank you.
我真是非常的幸运，有你做我的爸爸妈妈。
I'm very lucky to have you to be my parents.
感谢主哈。
Thank God.
大家在这边的大家弟兄姐妹很高兴。
Yeah, it's very helpful. This.
感谢主。好。
Thank God.
我们有家的话，我们还有儿女，对不对？
Oh, we have family, we have children.
我说到这边的人了。
Yeah.
弟兄姐妹，就是说，我们有孩子也是一个美善的事。
We have children is a good thing.
没有儿女不称其为父母。
Oh, if you don't have kids, you are not parents.
所以你一定在他们的身上有许多美好的盼望。
So you have very good hope on them.
你有你自己的理想，想在他身上得到延伸。
You have your own idea. You want extension from your children.
你可是年轻的时候没有机会弹琴，就说你的儿女，我的儿女一定要会弹琴。
So maybe you don't know how to play piano. You want your kids to be able to play piano.
你可能哪项运动你不没有机会做，你一定要让你的儿女去做运动。
So maybe one sport you cannot do. You want children to do it.
你就得把你年轻的梦想投射在他们身上。
Your idea, your ambition, dream.
弟兄姐妹，神给我们的是要养育敬虔的后裔。
So God wants to raise up holy descendants.
神的旨意不是让我们的儿女来延续我们的梦想。
God's idea is not for children.
神在你的儿女身上有神的旨意。
Children has God's purpose on them too.
所以弟兄姐妹，不要把自己的梦想强加在他们身上。
Don't put your dream on your children.
年轻的弟兄姐妹，我是不是说在你的心里边去了？
Isn't that it's your heart?
感谢主哈，我们有父母，我们有儿女。
Thank God we have parents.
其实家庭很重要，一个关系是上帝所确认的，就是夫妻的关系。
Another is husband and wife.
弟兄姐妹，夫妻是上帝所结成的一个伴侣。
Husband and wife is by the God's purpose.
我们有家的哈，结婚的这些弟兄姐妹。
When we are married.
你要好好为你的妻子感谢神。
You should thank your God.
为你的丈夫感谢神。
Thank God for your husband.
你们都不是凭空得到对方的。
You are not come from nowhere.
而是神在你生命当中的预备。
Because it's provided for you by our God.
世界上这么多的男女。
There are so many men and women.
怎么就偏偏你们两个成为夫妻呢？
Why you two become couples?
那绝对不是偶然，对吗？
That's not accidental.
是上帝把你们配合在一起的。
It's God put you two together.
真的好好去欣赏你的伴侣。
So appreciate your partner, your
在过去这一年真的是好好的来跟他说谢谢。
So you should say thankful from your heart.
尤其做丈夫的可能真的要感谢自己的妻子。
Especially husband thanks your wife.
神在圣经里边一点都没有轻忽做妻子的。
God does not despise the wife.
所以我想让我们在座弟兄或者丈夫来读这段话。
So let's husband and wife do this.
得着贤妻的是得着好处，也是蒙了耶和华的恩惠。弟兄姐妹很有意思哈，是蒙了耶和华的恩惠。
Is obtained favor of the God.
所以你一定现在相信神的话，就是说妻子是神给丈夫的一个礼物。
So the wife is God's gift to her husband.
我特喜欢这个英文翻译，这是 good thing.
A good thing.
所以你的妻子是个 good thing.
It's a good thing.
真的，其实反过来也一样了。
So it's reverse the same.
你的丈夫也是妻子的 good thing.
Also, your husband is a good thing for your wife.
所以妻子呢，不要把你丈夫看作这个信用卡或者免费的搬家工人。
So, wife should not look at your husband as a credit card or a mover.
Okay, 感谢主，这是我们真的是感恩，生在这过去年里，让我们有家庭，所以家庭团聚的时候就一定欢欢喜喜的。
So thank God we have family. So when we join together, we all be happy.
弟兄姐妹，其实我们还应该感恩有你呀。
So we have thanks for you.
就是我们在座的弟兄姐妹，你身边的弟兄姐妹。
So your brother and sister around you.
保罗在帖撒罗尼迦后书第一章第三节这样说。
In Thessalonians second, verse chapter one, verse three.
他说：“弟兄们，我们该为你们常常感谢神，是这本是合宜的。” 因你们的信心格外增长，并且你们众人彼此相爱的心也都充足。
We are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is meet, because that your faith grows exceedingly, and the charity of every one of you all toward each other abundance.
这不是保罗仅仅写信给帖撒罗尼迦教会弟兄姐妹说的。
This is not a Paul write to the Thessalonians.
也是历史历代神借着保罗给众教会说的。
It is for everybody in all the churches.
为每一个弟兄姐妹感谢主，为我们身边的属灵的同伴感谢主。
So we thank our brothers and sisters, every people around us.
哇，还好身边有我们这些亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
So it's good that we have brothers and sisters.
所以我们在人生的道路，在这个属天的道路上，我们不孤单。
So we are not alone in our running spiritual road.
弟兄姐妹，当你遇到困难的时候，你第一个想到的就是教会的弟兄姐妹。
So when you have trouble, the first thing you think about is the brothers and sisters in church.
他们会毫不犹豫地提出帮助。
They will without doubt help you.
当你需要安慰的时候，他们就出现在你的身边来安慰你。
When you need comfort, they will just appear and comfort you.
当你需要鼓励的时候，他们就来到身边来鼓励你。
When you need encourage, they will come around and encourage you.
弟兄姐妹，咱们教会多少的这个来到咱们教会有，你会发现身边一群同伴。
When you come to our church, you know there are companies or brothers and sisters around you.
他们在你的身上没有半点的想法要从你得利。
They never think about to get anything from you.
更没有丝毫的观念想要利用你。
They never think about to utilize you.
他们只是把你当作生命的同伴。
They just think you about a partners in life.
一同承受属天的恩典。
We all receive the spiritual grace.
弟兄姐妹，我们觉得，当我们想家的时候，当我们车子抛锚的时候，孤单的时候，你都会想到教会的弟兄姐妹。
When you are homesick, when your car broken down, when you are alone, you will think about your brothers and sisters.
所以这些弟兄姐妹在我们身边，就如同神所差派来的一个个天使。
So they're just the angels that sent for us.
你知道他们比天使更尊贵。
Oh, they are more noble than the angels.
因为圣经里边说，神不救拔天使，乃救拔亚伯拉罕的后裔。
So in the Bible, God did not rescue the angels, but rescue the descendants of Abraham.
对，我们也常常说，一个人很好的时候，很能够帮忙的时候，我们就说，像小天使一样。
When people can help us, we say, "Oh, you're just like a little angel."
但是弟兄姐妹，当你说他像小天使，的确固然很可爱。
We say he's a little angel, although it's very good.
但是我告诉你，每一个弟兄姐妹，每一个神的儿女，都比天使更尊贵。
Oh, every brother and sister more noble than the angels.
所以回顾在过去的一年里边，我们身边的过往，我们的点点滴滴，都值得回忆，都值得感恩。
So we think about in the past everything that happened in our life. We all worth thanksgiving.
我们的中文堂，我们英文堂，我们科宝分堂。
Our Chinese congregation, our English congregation, our Clarksburg.
我想我们都有许多的事向我们的主献上感恩。
We all have things that we can thank to our God.
值得我们今天说，神呐，我们凡事感恩。
Today we say in all things we be thankful.
因为这是神在基督耶稣里向我们所定的旨意。
It's God's will and Jesus Christ for us.
既是神的旨意，我们就天天的来行，就让神满意，叫我们也欢喜。
If it's God's will, let's do it every day so that we fulfill God and we'll be happy.
感谢主。
Thanks God.
祝福大家感恩节快乐。
Bless everyone. Happy Thanksgiving.
我们低头祷告。
Let's pray.
天父上帝，我们谢谢你的爱。
Heavenly Father, we thank you your love.
我们谢谢你独生爱子为我们死在十架上的爱。
We thank you for your beloved Son died us on the cross.
我们谢谢主耶稣基督给我们未来的盼望。
We thank Jesus give us hope.
我们不是死在过放罪恶当中，乃是有神你的诸般慈爱。
We die in the sin, but we have the love of Jesus Christ.
主啊，我们感谢你，今天我们教会有五位姐妹受洗。
Oh God, we thank you. We have five sisters baptized into your body.
同样我们也感谢主，今天我们有五位弟兄姐妹转会。
Thank God, we have five transferred today.
主啊，你给我们机会来扩张神的国度。
You give us opportunity to extend your kingdom.
主啊，你把你天上的火降到我们当中。
You send your fire upon us.
叫我们去为主赢得灵魂。
So that we can win souls.
叫我们把主的福音传到啊，传遍啊万邦。
So we are preaching your word to the all nations.
主，我们谢谢你，我们有这样子的使命。
We thank you, we have this mission.
主啊，我们感谢你，在这个感恩季节，我们一起的来向你献上啊感恩。
In this Thanksgiving, we can offer our thanksgiving to you.
我们实在是感谢有恩主在我们身边。
We very thank you, we have our Lord around us.
主啊，我们也特别感谢主给我们啊新鲜的生命。
We thank God for giving us brand new life.
我们也谢谢主给我们有家庭。
We thank God for giving us family.
我们谢谢主给我们众肢体在教会里面一道成长。
We thank God give us brothers and sisters grow up together in the church.
愿主在我们的教会得着荣耀。
May glory be received from our church.
愿我们众弟兄姐妹都在神的面前蒙恩，得到尊贵。
May all be blessed and be noble.
我们这样祷告是奉耶稣基督名求的。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.